Patient endurance with wisdom is this virtue we call kanti or patient. But this type of patient is not suppression, not just like endure because you are forced to endure or suppress your emotion and feeling. This one is called patient endurance born of wisdom, where you understand condition like that, things will be like that. So they will endure. They will maintain their mental states of calmness, tranquility, stillness, and they will continue to mindfully and heedfully go about doing their duty. This is how the great beings, the bodhisattvas, cultivate. So patient endurance with wisdom is a very important virtue. So even here the author knew in cultivating the Buddha's teaching, this patient endurance with wisdom or kanti is the most difficult skill to cultivate. No matter how strong or brutal the pressure we face from others, no matter what kind of adversity comes our way, we must learn to endure patiently and not to give rise to even one thought of anger or unhappiness. If we cannot patiently endure, we will react with anger and hatred. This is how you stir your mind, yeah? When you react with anger and hatred. Taking an eye for an eye, if we hurt and kill one another, the negative karmic or the negative karma created will be more and more severe, and the cycle of hatred and retaliation will continue forever. This one is what we call karmic repercussion. It continues to repercut. So this karmic repercussion, they will keep on arising when both party do not have the understanding of how karma comes about. They will continue to get angry, emotional, unhappy, and they seek revenge. There are a lot of things they cannot agree. So conflict, misunderstanding, confrontation leading to all the argument, the infighting, etc. It's a result of lack of understanding, a result of this delusion. If we can patiently endure, if we cannot patiently endure, we will react with anger and hatred, taking an eye for an eye, which is very true. Huh? Then if you harm and hurt each other, the negativity of karmic repercussion created will be more and more severe, and the cycle of hatred and retaliation will continue forever or eternity. Hence, we must exercise patience as we cultivate the bodhisattva path or bodhisattva way. So patient endurance or kanti is a very important parami or virtue. No matter what situation we encounter, no matter what pressure or persecution we face, we have to learn to accept it calmly and allow the mind to return to its pure intrinsic nature. This one is very important. The statement, allowing the mind to return to its pure intrinsic nature, is the most beautiful. Because that is our true mind. There is our true nature before the mundane thinking, before the heedless thinking arises, before the mind is conditioned into negativity. So this aspect of understanding is the basis of cultivation. If you understand that our natural state of mind before the arising of the mundane mind or the thinking mind is the pure true mind, And that mind is intrinsically peaceful, calm, tranquil, and still. So you have to allow whatever movement or agitation to return to the intrinsic state for you to realize the peace within. So here the statement is very good. No matter what situation we encounter, no matter what pressure or persecution we face, or whatever situation we confront, we have to learn to accept it calmly. So acceptance is the first understanding. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So if the causes and conditions behind has already been set, so that is the reality. So we cannot react to what happened or get angry over what happened. We have to come to terms with that reality through wisdom, to accept things as they are, to accept the reality of the moment. Then, with clarity of mind, we reflect, we contemplate, then we act. We find out what happened, what actually happened. What are the causes and conditions for the arising of all this? Then through right view, we straighten our view and we are able to develop this patient endurance to accept the reality within the moment. So when you can accept, it becomes very beautiful. So you have to learn to accept it calmly with patient endurance and wisdom. Then allow the mind to return to its pure intrinsic nature to realize the true mind, which is peaceful, calm, and tranquil. Then your problem is resolved, gone. When we see people using their power to oppress others, besides having compassion for the oppressed, we should also take it as a reminder not to do the same, and understand that using power to harm others is actually harming ourselves. Where this is nature's law. You reap what you sow. Law of karma. Physical law also the same. To every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newton's third law. So this understanding will allow you to act, to develop the understanding, to cultivate the Dhamma accordingly. I often say, when someone bothers us, it means we ourselves is lacking in spiritual cultivation. And this is very true, very, very true. Even if you meet difficult people or nasty people, unreasonable people, of course you will land yourself into problem or situation. But here, the author has developed the understanding of cultivation until he is able to advise all his volunteers and followers. He said, when somebody bothers us, it means we ourselves are lacking in spiritual cultivation. Where you perceive it with negativity, you think they bother you, they trouble you. But in reality, it's not the case. They are just the way they are. Do you know why? Selfish people do selfish things. Deluded people do deluded things. Violent people do violent things. So people who are very, very unreasonable or who are very negative in their approach to life, due to their ignorance, their anger, their hatred, their lack of understanding, they will make life difficult for you. They will do things that normal people do not like. They cannot take it. So people whom you don't like, difficult people that you confront, you have to arise patient. You have to develop understanding to accept them for what they are. When we can accept them for what they are, we can be at peace. Then we will not react, we will not stir our mind, we will not get angry and create unnecessary conflict and misunderstanding, or create unnecessary further conflict or misunderstanding. If we can just take a step back and apologize, just sincerely say, I'm very sorry if I have done anything that displeased you or caused you unhappiness. It's my fault. May my sincere apology be accepted. Then, thank you. Thank you for your kind understanding. I really appreciate it. So if you lower your ego, humble yourself down, speak the appropriate, kind, gentle, and right speeches. Do not try to react to situation. Do not create unnecessary misunderstanding and conflict. Whatever you do must bring about harmony so that you can resolve issue amicably. That should be the way. So what the author say is very true. If you become affected by any situation in life, it means you lack spiritual cultivation. It's just like the case of the Buddha. If he can get angry while living life or in the midst of life, then he is not the Buddha. He is the Buddha because he has this wisdom and understanding. He can be at peace in all situations. He can resolve issue amicably. That's how he become a Samasambuddha. So wisdom is very important. You need wisdom to develop such ability. So without wisdom, we cannot resolve issues. We cannot solve life problems. We cannot free our mind from affliction and difficult situation. So all this is part of Dhamma understanding. So today's topic is very beautiful. We move from patient endurance with wisdom to developing the Noble Eightfold Path factors that are relevant for us to understand life, to resolve issues amicably, to bring about harmony, to resolve unnecessary misunderstanding and conflict. So this is what Noble Eightfold Path is. With right view, we develop right understanding, then we resolve our problem through proper approach in life. Means we arise the appropriate, beautiful, right speech. Then we act wisely, righteously. Then we act without negativity of karmic. Then we resolve issue amicably so that nobody gets hurt. Then we arise all the appropriate right thought, kind thought, wholesome thought, virtuous thought, beautiful thoughts. So all these are vital, essential virtue and understanding that we must develop for us to walk the path of Dhamma, for us to be a true spiritual cultivator.